This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley.
We're just into as consumer inflation eased a little bit but remained high in February. That puts the Fed in a difficult spot after those bank failures. Customers who put their money in those two banks that ultimately collapsed are retrieving their money now. Abhi Maheshwari says the collapse of Silicon Valley Bank was a stressful surprise for his software security company based in San Mateo, California.
And being one of the largest banks in Silicon Valley, 15th largest in the U.S. overall, I think nobody had thought that this would happen.
Regulators are guaranteeing all deposits at the two banks, Silicon Valley Bank and Signature Bank. Millions of Americans are battling Mother Nature again. Two big storms, one on each coast. The AP's Donna Warder tracks the storm hitting the Northeast.
The National Weather Service says the storm could last into Wednesday for areas such as New England, upstate New York, northeastern Pennsylvania, and northern New Jersey, dumping heavy wet snow and unleashing strong winds. Meteorologist Andrew Orson.
The snowfall totals that we're going to see though with this particular storm will be among the highest that we've seen for this entire winter season. It has been below average for snowfall across the Northeast this year. And so this nor'easter will be very impactful because we haven't really seen a whole lot of snow.
New York Governor Kathy Hochul already has warned that the storm could be deadly. I'm Donna Warder.
In California, forecasters are warning of more flooding, wind damage, and potential power outages from the new atmospheric river that came ashore last night in northern and central parts of the state. Atmospheric rivers are moisture that turn into rain and snow. She was a pilot and went to Harvard Law School, too. Former Colorado Congresswoman Pat Schroeder has died. She was 82 and had recently suffered a stroke. Gas is $3.46 a gallon this morning. This is AP News. Now to Uber, Lyft, and DoorDash.
A California court has ruled in favor of a law that allows app-based ride hail and delivery companies to treat drivers as independent contractors. A California appeals court has ruled that companies like Uber, Lyft, and DoorDash do not have to treat their drivers as employees with benefits like paid sick leave, bypassing a 2019 state law in a defeat for labor unions and their allies in Sacramento. In 2020, California voters endorsed the exemption by passing ballot Proposition 22, which does include some benefits, like a guaranteed minimum wage and subsidies for health insurance. Monday's ruling reverses a lower court that had said Prop 22 was illegal. Tony West, Uber's chief legal officer, says we're pleased the court respected the will of the people. Mike Robinson, one of the drivers who filed the challenge to Prop 22, says it's not a total defeat, since the court ruled the companies couldn't stop their drivers from collective bargaining to get better working conditions. I'm Jennifer King.
And I'm Rita Foley, AP News.
If you're shopping while working, eating, or even listening to this podcast, then you know and love the thrill of a deal. But are you getting the deal and cash back? Rakuten shoppers do. They get the brands they love, savings, and cash back. And you can get it too. Start getting cash back at your favorite stores like Levi's, Plow and Hearth, Adidas, Sephora, and Neiman Marcus. Stack sales on top of cash back and feel what it's like to know you're maximizing the savings. And it's easy to use. And you get your cash back sent to you through PayPal or check. The idea is simple. Stores pay Rakuten for sending them shoppers, and Rakuten shares the money with you as cash back. Download the free Rakuten app or go to Rakuten.com to start saving today. It's the most rewarding way to shop. That's Rakuten. Rakuten.com.